Welcome to the Foundry Church. You're about to hear a message from one of the team. We really pray this message makes a difference in your life. If you want to find out more about Jesus, church, or who we are, then visit our website www.thefoundry.org.uk after you've watched the message. Here we go!
Hi everybody, today the title of my talk is this: Whose Feet Can I Wash This Week? And I know right at the start that sounds a bit weird, but stay with me and I'll attempt to explain a bit more of what I mean. And just to reassure you, there will be no feet on display during this message. What we're doing today is we're concluding a series of messages that we've been in over the last 4 weeks, a series called Life Is This It? And you can catch up on the previous 3 weeks of messages on our website or via the podcast. Today, what I want to look at finding the fullness of life and the meaning of life by loving and serving others, or by washing their feet. If you've got a Bible, turn with me to John chapter 13. The words will also appear on the screen if you're watching this with us today online. John chapter 13, I'm just going to read these verses to us right now. Follow along if you will, and I'm reading from the NIV. It was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. That evening, verse 2, the evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already prompted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power and that he had come from God and was returning to God. And I want us to see this right now. Verse 4, so he got up from the meal, he took off his outer clothing and he wrapped a towel around his waist. And you can just imagine the tension in the room right now. Everyone's having dinner, everybody stops. Jesus, what are you doing? Verse 5 tells us, it says, after that, he poured water into a basin and begins to wash the disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, Lord, are you going to wash my feet? Jesus replied, you do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand. No, said Peter, you shall never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, unless I wash you, you have no part with me. Then, Lord, Simon Peter replies, not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well. Peter's saying, wash all of me. Jesus answered, those who've had a bath need only to wash their feet. Their whole body is clean and you're clean, though not every one of you, for he knew who was going to betray him. And that was why he said, not everyone was clean. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. And Jesus asks this question. I want us to really zone in on this and get this. He said, do you understand what I have done for you? He asked them. You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that's what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I've set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. It's an incredible account of serving that we get to see, probably in the whole of the Bible, if not the history of humanity. And there's a couple of reasons today why I believe this account is so important. And firstly, we need to remember that Jesus is God. He is God in flesh. And if anyone should be having their feet washed for them, it's Jesus. Yet here is Jesus washing feet. And in first century Palestine, foot washing was a job that was reserved for the lowest of the low when it came to social status. Think about it. In Jesus' day, people wore open-toe sandals. And you can imagine what that was. The streets, they were full of dirt and dust and animal waste. And they'd all get on their feet in between their toes. And when people went into each other's homes, someone would be employed to be the foot washer. It was a job for the lowest ranking servant. But here we have our Jesus, who's the highest ranking person at dinner, doing the lowest ranking job. He's washing people's feet. We see the king that came not to be served, but to serve. And we read about that in Philippians chapter 2 and verse 5 to 7. It says this: in your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And the writer of this letter, Paul, is saying, Jesus, the King who came not to be served, but to serve. And today, I want to ask that question: why is Jesus washing feet? Why did he come as a servant to serve rather than be served? Was Jesus washing feet because no one else would do it and no one else would get on with it? Was it because Jesus was bored and he's waiting for his dinner and he had nothing else to do? Jesus washed the disciples' feet because he loved them. And Jesus wanted and needed to demonstrate that love. Back to verse 1 of John chapter 13, it says, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. Or an older version of the NIV Bible says, he now showed them the full extent of his love. Jesus wanted his disciples to know that he didn't just love in words, but in action and washing their feet. Taking the form of a servant, Jesus demonstrated his love for them. You see, love is more than just a feeling or a saying. Love is action. Love is a choice. Love looks like something tangible. And you know, when we think about demonstrating love, we often think of the romantic, glamorous things, buying flowers, cards, presents at birthdays and Christmas, or text messages or WhatsApp messages filled with the love emojis. Mine's favorite is the one with the two little hearts in the eyes. And we think of love in all these romantic gestures, but true love, real love, is more than emojis. If you only remember one thing today, real love is more than a love emoji. Real love is mostly not the stuff that's glamorous at all. Love is most genuine when no one can see it. Love is most genuine when those random acts of kindness, maybe they remain random and not all the world finds out about them. Or when we choose kindness and empathy and giving behind the scenes rather than in front of the scenes where everybody can see. Jesus' love for his disciples led him to do something, to wash feet. And he demonstrated his love by taking on the role of the lowest ranking person in that room. And guys, that's what Jesus does. Jesus washes my feet and he washes your feet. This whole story is an illustration of how Jesus takes the mess in our lives, not just for a short while whilst we're having dinner, but forever. Jesus cleans us up. He takes away our broken past, that if we give him the opportunity, he'll turn our broken past into a brilliant future. And you and I can know that Jesus today. That same Jesus who washed the disciples' feet in the Bible, he wants to come and he wants to wash your feet and our feet today. Will you let Jesus wash you today? Say yes to him, invite him in, let him clean you up, let him send you out to live the life that he's called you to live. In a few moments, one of our team will give you an opportunity to receive the goodness of the foot-washing Jesus. And today the truth is that we have to let Jesus wash our feet, otherwise he can, like he said to Peter, he can have no part of us. But I want us to see something else in this story, another reason why Jesus washes feet. Look at verse 15 of John chapter 13 with me. It says, I have set you an example that you and I should do as I have done for you. Today, it's these words that pierce the heart. It's these words that have jumped out of the page to me again as I've looked at this message this week. Because you know, when we're, you know, I'm really keen for Jesus to wash my feet. I really want Jesus to wash my feet. And I'm really keen for Jesus to take my sins away. I need Jesus to take my sins away. And I'm really keen for Jesus to get rid of my baggage, to get rid of my dirt, to get rid of my mess and give me that brand new life, to be born again like we heard last week. But if I'm going to accept what Jesus wants to give me. I've got to accept what he requires me to do and give to others. When Jesus says, I've set an example, what he's doing is he's saying, he's turning it around and he's saying, now it's your turn. Go and do what I have done for you. Friends, that's how the kingdom of God works. We give because we've been given. We forgive because we've been forgiven. We can offer grace to other people because we've received grace ourselves. We can show kindness because we have been shown the kindness of God. We can love and serve others and wash stinky, smelly feet because we have been loved and had our own feet washed. Having my feet washed by Jesus is going to mean anything. It's got to be that I'm willing to get my hands dirty and wash the feet of others. And this is where the challenge is, and this is where it hurts, because I've got to inconvenience myself. I've got to do something with what I've been given. I've got to use the grace of God that I've been given and extend it to other people. So my challenge, fellow Jesus followers today, wherever we find ourselves on this journey, our challenge today is this: am I willing to clean feet? Am I willing to serve others? Am I willing to love others? And then we've got to ask, what does this even look like? Well, here's the really good news. I don't think it means that we actually have to physically wash feet. I know it's 2020 and it's been the weirdest year ever, but I still don't think this year we've actually got to start physically washing each other's feet, arriving at each other's homes before dinner and washing feet. Firstly, we're in the middle of lockdown, so you shouldn't be arriving at anyone's home for dinner anyway. But today our culture is very different. We don't need to be washing feet, because unless it's the height of summer, most of us, we're not wearing flip-flops and sandals. We're wearing our trainers. If we go to someone's house, we'd maybe, unless you're really posh, you make people take your shoes off. But most people say, keep your shoes on. We don't need to take our shoes off. But the principle, the idea of loving action, of washing each other's feet, has got to carry on. And I think there's loads of ways that we can wash people's feet this week. You know, we might wash some feet this week by donating some food to the Foundry Food Hamper Appeal. There are families in Halton and the surrounding areas. They need serving. They need their feet washing through the giving of food hampers. You know, the church needs to do more than just saying, God loves you, come to church. We've got to feed, help people physically as well as spiritually. We might not be able to wash their feet. It'd be weird if we tried to wash their feet, but we can spiritually wash feet by buying some groceries or donating some money to the Hamper Appeal. I want to thank God this week for people who've been washing feet weekly by giving food and turning up and serving in this ministry in our church. And those people there washing feet by doing that. And maybe if getting to the church is difficult, you can donate financially to the Hamper Appeal. Just this week, someone called me and said, I can't physically get down to the church, but can I make a financial contribution? And we've made that possible for you to do that via our website as well. And all the links will be on our webpage. But we can wash people's feet this week through making food donations, through dropping foodstuffs down to the church. And we believe that 2021 is going to be a year where, again, where we really need to feed people physically and help in that area. And it's so urgent right now that you help us in this. Our stocks are running low, so anything you can donate would be greatly appreciated as we seek to wash the feet of our community this year and next year. Or maybe this year you're missing somebody. Since lockdown, you've not been able to see people and connect with people, and you're thinking, I'm missing someone. I want to encourage you. You can wash somebody's feet this week by encouraging them and serving them with some support. Maybe drop them a text message. Maybe drop them a phone call. Let me share this story with you. A few weeks ago, Kate and I were in Widnes Town Centre doing some shopping, and we met a person from our church family. And this person is unlikely to ever watch online because they just can't. And they were explaining to us how they were isolated and worried and confused and uncertain. And just feeling isolated and upset. And it's sad, and we tried to encourage them. We prayed with them. But I want to tell you something else. This person went on to say that they received a call from someone else in our church asking them how they were. And this call had made all the difference. This call had cheered them up. This call had built them up, and it helped them stay strong. And guys, it's just a phone call, but it's that phone call that meant the world to this person. But there's more to this story. Listen to this. When I found out who the person was who had made the encouraging phone call, it moved me. Because that person, they weren't a pastor or a staff member. They were part of the church, part of the body of Christ. And that person, I later found out, was actually going through some extremely difficult personal circumstances themselves. The person who'd made the encouraging phone call, the reality is that they were struggling. They were hurting. They needed a phone call. They were grieving. They were up against it because of some extremely difficult personal circumstances. But this person did something amazing. They stepped out despite what they were going through. Despite their own situation, they put their feelings to one side and stepped out. What did that person do with that phone call? I believe with that phone call, they reached out, they demonstrated love. I believe they washed that person's feet. Friends, person watching online, maybe you're excited by these stories and inspired. I want to tell you that Jesus is inviting all of us to be part of the kingdom of foot washers. Let me ask this question. Whose feet could you wash and could I wash this week? Maybe there's a neighbor that lives on their own and needs a meal. You could wash their feet by offering to cook a meal for them. Maybe there's a work colleague who's struggling with life. You could wash their feet by offering your time and a listening ear. Maybe there's some family members and they just need some support. You could wash their feet by offering a phone call, offering to pick something up from the shop for them. Like I've already said, maybe, you know, we're not going to be physically washing feet, but we could be spiritually washing feet and helping people and serving them where they are. There are opportunities everywhere to wash feet. And Jesus shows us that there is no greater privilege than serving others and loving others. And just as I wrap up today, the message, you might be asking, well, why is it such a privilege? Why should I put myself out? Why? Just because Jesus says it, why have I got to do it? Friends, I believe and we believe that we serve others because serving others leads to joy. A man called John Mark Comer, his book Garden City, he says this, have you ever noticed that people who are self-focused are usually really unhappy? But have you also noticed that people who are generally others-focused and more selfless are usually very happy? That's not a coincidence. It's the way of Jesus in action. When we're down, one of the best things we can do is serve somebody else. It's the back door to joy, and it's always unlocked. I love that thought that the door to joy is unlocked by serving somebody else. Friends, imagine the potential and the possibilities of a world where we forget about me, myself, and I for a few moments and receive joy by meeting the needs of someone else. It's the way of Jesus. It's the way of his kingdom. It's the way that fullness of life is found by serving others. And I want to tell you today and encourage you, it works. Times in my life where I've reached out to serve and I've been feeling down and I receive joy in the process. So as I do finally wrap up, let's put this to the test. When lockdown 2.0 is getting us down this week, I want to encourage you to turn that around into an opportunity to serving somebody else, to washing somebody's feet. And as you do, watch the joy in your life grow and increase. Go for it. God is with you and God is for you. The Bible says, if God is for us, who can be against us? That's my message wrapped up for today. Next week, can you believe it? We are in the first Sunday of Advent. So do join us as we begin our countdown to Christmas 2020. Thank you.